I want to sit with you down by the sea. I want to put you there upon my knee. Don't tell me you don't know the way I feel. Just come and see it with me and make it real.
Hello and welcome to the Matt's Movie Reviews Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Pekovic, and this is episode number 86. Opening on the 18th of April in Sydney is the 20th annual Spanish Film Festival, where for 3 weeks Spanish culture will be displayed on the big screen in most capital cities around Australia. For more details and screening times, go to www.spanishfilmfestival.com. Joining me today to talk about the Spanish Film Festival is festival spokesperson Paulette Arvizu. Paulette, I thank you very much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having us, Matt.
So I just want to say congratulations to you and to everyone who is working on the Spanish Film Festival. You guys are celebrating 20 years. What can audiences expect to mark this special occasion when the festival opens next Tuesday?
Yeah, so it's our 20th anniversary, so we're very, very excited. The festival has been growing a lot in the past few years. And at the moment, for this year's festival, we have 39 films, mostly Australian premieres. And the program is really strong. We've got a lot of comedies, a lot of very, very interesting thrillers, dramas. We have a section focused on flamenco. We have 4 films on flamenco, just to really celebrate Spanish culture and music.
Yep.
And we also have a section for kids.
Yep.
And a retrospective. So 20th anniversary program, it's really broad. It's got a little bit of something for everyone. And we're really excited. We're really excited about the program. We're very excited about the guests. We've got Natalia de Molina coming. She's our festival guest this year. She's a star of Kiki Love to Love, and she's a 2-time Goya Award winner. You know, the Goya's the Spanish Oscars.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And she was a star in our 2014 opening night film as well, which was Living is Easy with Eyes Closed. I don't know if you're familiar with that one.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so she's coming this year, and she's also in an opening night film, so we're very excited that she's coming. And also we have this year, our festival ambassador is celebrity chef Miguel Maestre, who's also going to be at some events in Melbourne and Sydney. So this year's program has just come together really well. It's a fantastic 20th anniversary program, and we're hoping everyone can come to the festival and enjoy it.
So with the Spanish film industry, it's one of the biggest and best in the world. I mean, constantly releasing high-grade, thought-provoking cinema. With that in mind, how do you guys at the Spanish Film Festival go about in choosing which films you want to feature in your festival?
It's really tricky. And look, the films are selected by a committee that travels to the biggest festivals in the world. Like they go to Cannes and they go to Venice and they go to Toronto. So, you know, they go to these festivals to pick the best Spanish films that are in those lineups. So definitely most of the program comes from the bigger film festivals. But then also we have a selection of films that are, you know, from people that approach us with a production.
Yep.
So we're definitely keen on, you know, reviewing films that are submitted to the festival. But most of them are sourced in the international film markets.
So let's talk about some of these films featured. You mentioned Kiki Love to Love. Interestingly, I only just found this out not long ago, this film is a remake, or at least directly inspired by, an Australian film called The Little Death. What else can you tell us about the movie?
It is inspired on The Little Death, but it's a totally different film. It's amazing how, you know, the filmmakers here and the filmmakers there, you know, they take a story and they just produce 2 films that are totally different.
Yeah.
Like Kiki Love to Love, it's just you know, laugh out loud through the whole film. It's and it is amazing how to see that twist, you know, that Spaniard twist and that spice that director Paco León is bringing to these stories.
Yep.
It is really interesting. If you've seen The Little Death, definitely come see this one, because you'll see how you know, it's like a reimagining it of it, and the characters in the Spanish version just have like so much depth.
Yep.
And the story. stories, all the stories have so many different layers, and it is slightly based on The Little Death, but it's a totally different film.
Definitely. Another film that I think will be a huge draw is The Queen of Spain, which stars Penelope Cruz. What can you tell us about that film?
Yeah, definitely. That's been a really popular film so far. It's Penelope Cruz. You know, she's just gorgeous and she's just amazing on screen. And she stars in this film where she's an actress, a Spanish actress that was really successful in Hollywood. And then she comes back, and this is all set in the 50s.
Yep.
She comes back to shoot Hollywood blockbuster in Spain with her old crew, you know, like from when she wasn't so popular and she used to film films in Spain.
Yep.
So it's a really funny film as well. And it's a film about making films, which a lot of us actually love seeing. You know, we love seeing the cameras and we love seeing the actors actually on sets. And so it's a film set in the 50s, but it's supposed to be a period film in itself, because of the film where Penelope Cruz is starring, it's about Queen Isabella of Spain.
Okay.
That going back to the 1800s.
Okay.
So it's the costumes are beautiful and the sets are beautiful, because they're actually building sets the way, you know, film sets were built in the 50s.
Yeah.
Within the film. So it's a really interesting and beautifully shot and, you know, amazing costumes. It's definitely one of the highlights for this year.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that early today, and it looks absolutely gorgeous. Just the visuals and Penelope Cruz in all of those costumes as well.
Yeah.
The Closing Night film. This is a movie I know a lot of people have been waiting for, and that is The Trip to Spain, starring Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon in their third film in the Trip series. As far as Closing Night films go, this one is sure to be a highlight, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Look, especially because it's the 20th anniversary, we decided to do things a bit different. And this film, I mean, it's obviously not in Spanish, and it's not a Spanish production, but it is about, you know, Spain and about these two characters that everyone over here loves, and you know, just how they go to Spain. And are just having, you know, these amazing dinners and lunches in stunning locations, amazing restaurants, amazing food. So we just thought it could be a great closing night for the festival.
I think so too. Speaking of Spanish food, you mentioned before festival ambassador will be Sydney-based celebrity chef Miguel Maestre. Are we going to expect much in the way of Spanish cuisine on offer during the festival?
Definitely. Definitely. All the events... So we have the opening night. We're serving Spanish food at all locations. And then we also have the Queen of Spain, where we're going to have food and drinks as well, and then the Miguel event. So, yeah, it's definitely a celebration of Spanish cuisine and, you know, wine and beer and, everything related to Spain. And we just want to make it, you know, this like a two-week-long big fiesta.
Excellent. So for those out there who are going to attend the Spanish Film Festival for the first time, how would you recommend that they get the most out of what the Spanish Film Festival has to offer?
Well, I guess it's just a matter of finding what films you're interested, like finding what genre interests you, and just going for it. We've got thrillers, we've got, you know, our more serious dramas, we've got the comedies, we've got our war epics. We have an amazing film called 1898, Our Last Man of the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
which is this big blockbuster film about the last colony of Spain in the Philippines. So it's basically, we have something, as I said, we have something for everyone. So I'd just say, you know, have a look at the program and just find what you think will make you happier. Flamenco section is really amazing as well.
Yep.
For anyone interested in dance, music, and the singing of flamenco, that's a good one to watch. But if someone's looking for, you know, something more like, you know, Spain, daily life in Spain, we have another film called Spain in a Day,
mm-hmm.
which follows, you know, the concept of the film Life in a Day. And it's basically, that film was actually put together based on with different clips. So people were asked to submit clips, and then this film was cut with all those different film submissions.
Yep.
So it's really amazing because it's just, you know, just people in Spain on their daily activities. And yeah, you really get a glimpse of what life's over there.
Excellent. So once again, the 20th Annual Spanish Film Festival commences on the 18th of April. Please go to www.spanishfilmfestival.com for all screening times and locations. Paulette Avizu, I thank you very much for your time and best of luck with the festival.
Thank you so much, and we really, really encourage everyone to come. Hopefully, we'll see you around the festival. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Paulette. Bye.
Bye.